Looks like I've just done it again. Recently, we had a list of things that make you a toxic coworker, toxic behavior. It was being passive aggressive. It was never being happy for someone else when they were promoted and so forth.
You can never be happy for someone else's success. You don't celebrate other success because you feel it's taken away from you.
Exactly. And today, Biggie was just telling me, you've got to start watching this documentary on Netflix about the Tylenol murders in the early 80s. And it's on my list to watch it for sure. My wife has seen it, and she loved it and said it would be right up my alley. I remember the case in the early 80s. It was a big deal. Of course, people were dying because they were eating Tylenol or taking Tylenol for a headache, and it had cyanide in it. So Biggie has seen it, and he was starting to tell me things about it. And I said, I am so angry right now that Biggie has seen this, and I haven't.
I don't know if you've noticed, but we've had to rearrange the board.
The board of
toxicity.
Of toxicity. Oh, it's a toxicity board. And I've gone way on yonder.
Biggie's elevated you. You're so toxic, you're at the bottom.
Well, it's,
momentarily.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And frankly, it's a weird thing to be toxic about.
I know.
It really is.
I could have seen it. I could have watched it myself.
It's absolutely just TV.
It's just television. I'm very, very as you were telling me that, I was so angry. I could just feel my blood pressure rising.
And here's the other thing. It's just not real long. It's only 3 episodes, and the episodes are fairly short. You can knock it out in a day.
Wouldn't you just love that? You'd love to see me just knock it out in a day.
Yeah. It's such a strange little relationship you have, because Big E is enjoying the show, and he's giving us details, because I think a lot of it is new to him. And I don't remember all the details.
Either. Absolutely.
Yes.
And every time Biggie would drop a factoid, Caleb would try to rebut with something he thought was correct, but was incorrect.
I want to.
How toxic is that?
I want to be giving
Well, he's things. Dead, right? No, he isn't. No. Interview him.
Yes, he is.
Bush. Oh. I thought he was. Oh. Biggie's right again. I'm diminished.
I thought the Tylenol killer was dead.
Well, the alleged
he's not
killer.
Dead, they interview him. Oh, double fingers.
No, and I'll tell you, the alleged killer, this is going to be, I guess, wrong to say, but maybe one of the creepiest individuals ever put on the screen that's a real person.
And willingly interviewed?
Willingly interviewed, by the way. Yeah.
And in from modern times?
Yes. I mean, he's still alive, and yes, and they give his whole backstory. He and his wife, and to me, one of the creepiest individuals I've ever seen.
I'm so mad at you right now for so mad at you for watching that, because I wanted to watch that and drop these factoids on everybody, and I haven't had time. I haven't had time to watch it, and there you are just dropping fact bombs.
Is it also the fact that your wife enjoyed it, and now I say I'm enjoying it, and that brings you pain because you don't want us to enjoy anything?
I had to absolutely grit my way through a 1-minute encounter with our coworker who just went to the Tony Awards. She came in earlier.
Just top of the world.
You can imagine. This woman was chosen to go to the Tony Awards. She went. She was actually on television. The host.
Several times.
Cynthia Erivo was next to her, near her. And she was on TV on the national broadcast. Now, did I give two whits about the Tonys a week ago? No.
No.
Could have cared less. So I hear, guess who's going to the Tonys? Like, who's going to the Tonys?
One of our coworkers is going to the Tonys.
And everybody else is like, that's fantastic. What did I think? I should be going to the Tonys. But the truth is, I don't know a thing about the Tonys. Nothing. Nothing.
You wouldn't want to go. Nothing. You'd hate it if you were there.
If I was there, I would hate it. But when she came back, she's like, it was wonderful. And I was like, I bet it wasn't.
Yeah.
I bet it was no good.
What a wasted weekend.
What a waste of time. You're sitting there with Oprah and
the cast of Hamilton.
George Clooney, the cast of Hamilton. I don't want to be there. I didn't care anything about that.
Yeah, Hamilton reunion, whatever.
She's just like, it was amazing. Yeah. I was like, that's awful. I wouldn't want to.
There's only one other person in the building who might be more like that than you. Her co-host.
Her co-star. That's right.
Yeah, I don't care. Nobody watches the Tonys.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. That was the next one. And then last night, my wife and I were watching a little recap of the Tonys. And I had told her that our colleague was there. And she's like, oh, that's wonderful. I was like,
grumble.
And then I said, nobody goes to Broadway shows. And the host of Inside Edition goes, this year smashed a record on Broadway. $2 billion spent on Broadway.
Oh, yeah, they announced at the Tonys. They said, this is our biggest year ever on Broadway. Broadway is alive and well.
Broadway is back.
And you're
toxic.
And I said, nobody goes to these Broadway shows.
Harumph.
No way. Who wants to go to New York to go to a Broadway show? And that's the next thing that Broadway is back.
I hope you had your real ID.
She did.
I did.
She did. Oh. I don't. I don't have a real ID. Even if they had plucked me to go to the Tonys, which why would they?
Yeah.
I know nothing about any of that stuff.
This has nothing to do with the Tonys, but it does have something to do with air travel. Have you seen this story that's floating around about people like Chris Kelly who were trying to get on airplanes using their Costco executive card?
The Costco executive.
It has a gold star.
Excuse me.
It's okay.
I swear.
I'm in.
When I saw that, I thought, oh, the onion's done it
right?
again.
I'm in. It's okay. I'm Costco executive.
I could see myself doing it. I could see
Enjoy
myself.
Enjoy your flight at the coast.
I'm executive.
Well, if Costco trusts me, why don't you?
Exactly. Why am I not on this plane if Costco is going to let me?
I've seen it in too many places for it to be fake.
Oh, it's real. Yeah. I'm seeing a lot of people are taking a Costco ID, a Costco membership card. It's got your picture on it.
And a gold star, right? There's an image of a star on it or something like that.
Well, for executive members like myself, we have. I don't know about an ordinary everyday man. I know the executives. We get a gold star,
the rank and file,
and my picture.
Do you think the first person that tried it did confuse TSA? Like he just slid it over to him, like there we go.
Yeah, maybe. A few updates here. The soap made with Sydney Sweeney's bathwater infused is selling for $2,000 a bar on eBay, as you'd expect.
Well, that's, I thought, was it even out yet?
Apparently, some have been bought. I guess it sold out. It
didn't BB Shea register?
Did
he?
Well, he tried to get into a lottery to get it.
Yeah.
That news, that big Sydney Sweeney bar soap news broke on your last day out, Big, or when you missed that day a week and a half ago.
What do you think I missed?
Wait a minute.
Hold it.
Did you buy soap?
He's at home buying
buy Sydney soap.
Buying Sydney soap.
Just washing myself with it constantly.
That
I
is,
can't go to work.
That is a Sydney.
I'm in Sweeney leather.
Sweeney bar soap infused with bathwater she's laid her body in. And BB Shea was all about it. He was all over it. He loved it. So it is now selling for $2,000 per bar on eBay. I don't think I would pay that for it.
No. I don't think I would have paid $19.99 or whatever they wanted for it.
Ooh, I might go.
Okay.
I might throw a 20 on that now.
That is sick behavior. I'm sorry.
He's right.
It's sick behavior to buy bath water soap.
She says she wants to help middle-aged men with their hygiene habits. She's already said that.
Sure.
You're right.
I mean, if it's this...
They're going to scrub the heck out of their Johnsons with it.
You know?
I mean, that's really all they wanted for.
That's literally what she said with everybody.
The cleanest Johnson in town.
You know, when everybody said, how low will you stoop for money? She said, I'm trying to help middle-aged men with their hygiene.
Yeah.
Oh, God bless you, Sydney Sweeney, for doing that.
I'm about to have the cleanest Johnson in town.
You better believe it. You better know I am. Speaking of which, yesterday we reported that there is a phenomenon called Ozempic penis. Biggie knew about it. He's on Mounjaro. I assume it would have similar effects, but many men have said, man, I've lost 80 pounds thanks to Ozempic, and my junk is an inch and a half bigger. And to which people said, well, that's probably because all the fat around
it. An illusion?
It's an illusion, or the fat around it has shrunk away. And your blood flow is better. And one man said, no, I measure mine every 6 months, come hell or high water. And the girth is better as well. He's like, I've gained an inch in girth. Mm-hmm. You tell me how that happened. I think it's increased blood flow. I think that, you know, if you lose weight.
It flows better.
And I think you're getting added benefit. I mean, it probably is technically bigger because the fat goes away and the blood flows. And he says, and my wife is thrilled about it. So has there ever been, what this drug, it's a magic pill that causes you to lose 80 pounds and your junk gets bigger. It's a man's dream. I mean, we've been dreaming about this for years. Now, hold the phone. We have new reports that Ozempic does cause, and they said there's a phenomenon now
where it causes an eye disease. And they've studied several
causes?
People.
Causes?
It increases your chance to get an eye disease.
Hmm.
Ozempic and Mounjaro, but only a small increase. But they have now labeled it's macular degeneration.
Oh, yeah, okay.
A 0.2% upgrade in a chance. There's 0.1% of people get it, non-users. 0.2% of users get it.
Okay.
So doctors say, who gives a crap? Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and take it. It's better. The health benefits are better because you're losing weight.
It's saving
weight.
Your life,
of
exactly.
Of course, you're losing weight. But you do have a slight, you have double the chance of getting macular degeneration, but it go from a 0.1 to a 0.2% chance.
Here's a fun fact. If you ever stopped on the street, macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in older adults.
Is that right?
I always,
when your eyes start to go bad, that's usually what it is.
Oh, well, there you have it.
It's the one thing when I go to the eye doctor, I hear a lot is this looks good. You're not at risk right now for macular degeneration.
How often, Kristen's got good eyes. How often do you have them checked? Do you go and get your eyes checked? Like by
mine is once
an
a year.
Eye doctor.
Once a year.
You do.
Yeah. And you have to do that if you wear contacts or glasses like me to get the refill.
Well, my wife tries to get me to wear contacts and I refuse because I'm.
Well, you did experiment with them briefly.
I tried. I've never liked it. I've never liked that. That's never given me better vision. Just readers make it better for me, and I don't mind them. But she tries to fix me, and that's the one area.
Yeah.
So because of that, I have been going to the eye doctor.
You are her Frankenstein's monster.
She is trying to put the finishing touches on me, but she just doesn't quite have it with my eyes.
Do you wear them around the house all the time, or do you not wear them around the house?
I do. I mean, if I need to read something, so I have them next to me at all times.
Because here in the office, I think, I don't speak for Biggie, but we're just used to seeing you with them. When I see you without them now, it throws me.
Well, now it's all the time. Yeah. Now, because I'm always reading in here and looking at screens and stuff. So at home, basically,
I'll tell you, this last time I went, something weird happened to me. And that was that I told them I was starting to have a little bit of trouble with smaller print.
Mm-hmm.
I said, is it time to look at readers?
Right.
And they said, no, let's actually lower your prescription because it sounds like your eyes are working too hard up front.
Oh, really? And did that work?
That's worked amazing.
No kidding.
Yeah. And I haven't noticed that big of a difference because I'm nearsighted.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't noticed that big of a difference with any farsighted issues either. And I don't have to squint at things anymore.
That makes me so mad. I used to love it when you would squint at things.
Oh, his vision's improved. That roof.
Look at old squints in there. Can't read the screen.
How dare you?
Yeah. We used to look at you squinting at your screen a lot.
I used to do that a lot, and I really enjoyed having that over you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at him. Mm-hmm. He's squinting. Here I am in my glasses. No need to squint. I'd watch you on camera a lot, squinting at things.
Yeah, you watch me on camera a lot, period, which is weird.
I sure do. I love to turn it on and critique your dress. It's like, who's Biggie? Who's dressing Biggie today?
He went with the blue shirt. He went with the gray shirt.
Who's he wearing?
It's like the Ring camera I never asked for.
Exactly. And one more note. It is National Iced Tea Day.
The rapper? Actor?
No, the drink.
Oh.
I think I prefer the rapper actor.
I'm unfamiliar.
Is it just iced tea period or sweet tea or both? Or?
Both. It's National Iced Tea Day. They say it's the best summer beverage.
I see you fell for big tea.
Big Lipton's and got me.